NYC employs 14 hotels to house migrants bused from Texas border. By Bob Price on August 27, 2022. New York City officials expanded their hotel housing operation for migrants bused from the Texas border with Mexico by Governor Greg Abbott. The city now contracts with 14 hotels and more migrants arrive daily. New York City Immigrant Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro revealed that the city is now contracting with 14 hotels to house migrants bused to the Big Apple from the Texas border region. Texas Governor Abbott ordered the busing of migrants to sanctuary cities like New York and Washington, D.C. after changes in Biden administration border security and immigration policies created a massive surge of migrants, approximately 67% of whom cross from Mexico into Texas-based Border Patrol sectors. More than 118,000 migrants crossed into Texas in July alone, Breitbart Texas reported. Only 1,500 or so have been bused to New York City, Governor Abbott tweeted. Texas is filling the gaps left in Biden's absence at our border. We've made over 19,000 arrests, seized over 335.5 million lethal fentanyl doses, and sent over 7,400 migrants on buses to D.C. and over 1,500 to NYC. While Biden ignores the crisis, Texas steps up. Greg Abbott, at @GregAbbott_TX, August 27, 2022. Following Abbott's order to bus migrants to New York City, city officials complained about more than 6,000 migrants seeking shelter in the Big Apple, according to the New York Post. New York City and state officials admitted to asking for help from officials in other states to help house the migrants who were mostly sent to the city through federal government transportation. Unlike Governor Abbott, our mayor and our governor are showing true leadership by actively coordinating with the White House and federal government and governors across the country and mayors across the country to see how we can work together to address the need to resettle asylum seekers, Castro stated. The city complains their homeless shelters are over capacity, prompting the action of spending upward of $300 million to house migrants, the Post revealed. The city backed away from its plans to house 600 migrant families in the Row NYC luxury hotel near Times Square. Instead, it is locking up approximately 5,000 hotel rooms. He's, Governor Abbott, weaponizing asylum seekers, Castro said in the Fox News report. It is shameful. And it is our moral obligation to condemn the use of human beings for political purposes. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Breitbart News the plan to bus the migrants to Washington, D.C. and New York City was genius during an interview with Alex Marlowe on Breitbart News Daily. It was a pretty, I think, genius idea by Governor Abbott, Paxton told Marlowe. I wasn't sure how well it would work, because we were taking volunteers. And I didn't know how many people we would get to volunteer to go to D.C. and places like New York. But it turns out there's enough of them to at least make the point, and clearly to have an impact on Washington, D.C. and New York, even though it is a small number of people, particularly relative to what we're dealing with every day. We get more people every day than they've had to deal with in total. It points out how difficult this situation is. Because obviously, you've heard complaints from both mayors about how much it's costing them. And how they're being overrun with issues like crime, Paxton explained. It just highlights how bad this situation is when you have a couple of Democratic mayors complaining about really a drop in the bucket compared to what we're dealing with. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX and Facebook.